Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio, always from the Torino Film Festival. Finally, because it was kind of a hard thing to manage, but we made it. I'm here with Cody Callahan and Chad Archibald from the film The Oak Room. Good afternoon, boys.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, and I'm really glad to have the chance to talk to you because your film was included in the section, the Stanza di Rolo, which was the section dedicated to all the genres in genre cinema. And your film is particularly fascinating in terms of both the narrative construction and the visuals. It's really, it was one of the, one of the titles I liked the most. So my first question starts from a line that I read on a review of your film, which is, I think it was on IMDb or something, was a good movie with a creepy feel, which is actually what the film is. So can you just tell us how the idea came about and how did you work in terms of the narrative, just for start?
The film originated as a stage play, and one of the actors in the stage play was Ari Millen, who plays Michael in the movie. He played the same role in the stage play as well. He sent us the script for it a few years ago, just seeing if we'd be interested in adapting it. And it was just interesting for us because, I mean, obviously we hadn't done anything like that. It took us a while to actually get around to reading it, just because of sort of the daunting task of taking it from, you know, stage to screen. But once we read it, we obviously saw what Ari saw in it, in the simplicity of the dialogue. And it was just sort of fascinating to see a film like this where the plot plays out in dialogue, where normally that could be construed as exposition or something. And it was just fascinating that this sort of worked on its own. And then when we started to think about what it would look like, you know, as a movie, it was again trying to keep true to what the content was and try to keep the visual style and all the camera work simple so that the dialogue sort of cut through everything else.
Which were the inspiration for the visual in terms of style? And because there are many movies that comes to mind, or many scenes from different movies that comes to mind in terms of the color, you know, the pace of the image, the darkness. It's something very, there's something very classic in it, on my opinion. So which were the inspiration for that?
It was kind of interesting because I feel like most of the sort of inspirations that both myself and Jeff Mahar, the DOP, and sort of Chad shared were more photography and some images from a photographer named Gregory Crudson, who I'm fascinated with. And we sort of started from there and sort of visually built a mood board from a lot of photography. And there wasn't that many films that we referenced necessarily for the visuals, but as sort of, you know, some great films that are, you know, heavily dialogue driven, like a Glengarry Glen Ross or something like that. I mean, we obviously kind of watch those as reference, and there's, you know, I feel like there's a strong reference to Fargo just because it's one of my favorite movies. but there's not a direct film that's like, oh, these three films are like, you know, where the inspiration came from. I would say it's like a mix of a few things like Fargo, Glengarry Glen Ross, and a lot of inspiration from Gregory Crudson.
Now it's weird what you say, because for me it was a kind of an homage to the noir, to film noir, you know, in terms of atmosphere and the thick dialogues and the weird, the strangeness of every single character in the film. I was curious to know which was the most complicated things in terms of shooting and the film to keep on the tension going throughout the different stories that one is linked to the other. Well, because it's like a series of Chinese boxes open up, and you never know when you are going to reach the end. So it could have been complicated to keep the tension and the narrative tension going on while you made it. So which was the secret, if there is any?
A lot, I guess. You know, we sort of approached each section as like a vignette, and we wanted sort of all of these little bits of a larger story to sort of almost feel like their own little short films, even if we're back in the Spruce Tavern or back in the Oak Room. Each time we kind of go there before we go away again, each sort of section has like, you know, a beginning and a middle and an end, whether that's a piece of information for the bigger story or a piece of information about the characters and how they're related to each other. We sort of wanted to have the intensity in all of those vignettes, and the experiment, which, you know, it worked, and I think we knew it was going to work, you know, as we were cutting on the day. But it was, you know, when you kind of put all these vignettes together, you can sort of see where the concentration was to keep it intense, sort of mixing with each other. And it sort of, you know, at a certain point, it kind of took a life of its own. But a lot of the tension, I think, comes from that approach to each vignette and each story, but also we all sort of have a background in horror films and genre, where a lot of horror films are based in, you know, the pacing and all of that. So I think that bled through into this movie, which still I consider this movie a drama and a thriller way before I would say it was a horror film. But
oh yeah, definitely. Yes.
People seem to be gravitating and using the term horror film a lot when describing this movie. So it's, and I think that comes from the pacing, which, you know, in turn is that pending doom. But again,
Totally agree that it's not a horror film in the regular sense of the term. It's more like a thriller, as you said. Then the horror part is like a part that composes the film, but it's not exactly the core of the film. It's not the genre of the film. And I think this is why it works so well, because you are not expecting what is happening, because you're not waiting for it to happen. And this hooks you more and more. I have a question for Chad about this, about the position of a producer in a film like this. I mean, Cody, your director and producer, and Chad, just producer. How was the production of the film from your point of view? There was something that you have to sacrifice, that you couldn't do it because there was no time or there was no budget, it was too complicated, something that from the original project you had to cut out?
No, I mean, I think one of the things that was most appealing about the script, whenever it came in, is one, it was a great story, it was engaging, but it also, you know, it was story-driven more than production value-driven, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like there was explosions, it's not like there was crazy effects or anything like that. Like, it lived in a world where it all kind of landed on, you know, the acting and, you know, us kind of, you know, capturing the world. But, you know, this film was a very small budget film, and going into it, there was definitely challenges. I mean, we shot a chunk of it, like all the outdoor stuff, we shot in the middle of Canadian winter, and, you know, we were out in snowstorms, and, you know, we were very happy that it was, you know, pounding down snow, but also it just made everything more difficult. And, you know, as far as our roles on a small, like, small budget project like this is, you know, we kind of help out with a little bit of everything. You know, whereas like I help build, you know, the set every day, you know, the bars and whatnot. They were all built, they were all sets and studios. But also, you know, it was just a small team of people really kind of, you know, that really loved the script, kind of coming together and putting this on camera. And there really wasn't that much that we had to cut out or that we had to really sacrifice. I think that was, this is the first film that we've done where we kind of like, you know, there was days where we almost wrapped early. There was days where, we shot in the count of days that we wanted to, you know, it was, I think that was one of the most special things about this is that one, you know, Cody got to sit there and just work with the actors and not be stressed about, you know, the fact that we're not going to be having, we're not going to have this the next day or, you know, we're moving locations or whatever. It was all very contained and every day kind of felt like we were going into set and sitting there and just focusing on making one short film, you know, like the cast would come in, there'd be two people sitting there and it's, the challenges would be like, how do we, you know, keep this interesting as the dialogue's going visually.
Yeah.
But then on top of that, you know, kind of getting through our days on schedule and whatnot. I think it was, that's one of the beauties about the shoot. And I think that's part of the reason why it came out, you know, so successful and kind of, you know, largely how Cody envisioned it from the start.
Yeah. Well, actually the film is pretty successful because, you know, Rotten Tomatoes gives you a 93% grade, which, you know, it's pretty high considering how picky they are. So, I think you reached your goal of making a very engaging film, even if you said it was a very small production. How many days did you shoot?
I think it was, what was it, like 15 or 16 days or something like that?
10, 11, 12, 13, I think 15-ish?
Ish, like 2 weeks and something.
Yeah, well, like we shot 3 days of exteriors in the winter, as Chad was saying, and then I think the Oak Room, we shot that out in 3 or 4 days, and we shut out the Spruce Tavern in about 8 days. And then there was a couple days here and there where we had, like, you know, interior of the car driving and a few things like that. But it was definitely like the shortest amount of shoot days because usually back in the day when we were doing lower budget stuff, I mean, we would try to stick to 15, but then you'd end up adding 3 to 5 yeah. pickup shoots because it's like, not, you know, you never get everything on the day. And in this one, we turned out we did.
Well, thank you very much because the film it's really enjoyable and it's really scary in the right way. And it was like a pleasure to watch it. So thank you very much to Cody Callahan and Chad Archibald, direct producer and producer of The Oak Room that was shown at the Torino Film Festival in the Stanza di Rolo section. So thank you very much for your time, for having been with us. And
Thank you.
Thank you, Angelo.
And I am Angelo Acerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.